Everybody step, but we let it go. Come on, you know what I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. Now keep it raining, you're paying attention. Listen, we the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. Nobody's seeing me, they told me it's my pain. It's uh-huh. So some love will be living under the logo. Right. Stop the hate, I ain't playing, homie, it's time to grow. Fuckin' with my money, yo, you don't wanna hear it, bro. I understand that, work hard and it pays more. Cause I've been sitting and writing since 94. That's right, since 94, I wanted more, I need more. I need fuck it with my art, you be ducking, dodging my dog. Oh. Now clap with me, they hating, so clap with me. I'm boogie down to the heart, peace up to the city. Peace up to the riders, cocaine suppliers. Yeah. Rubber bands, duffel bag, black card grinders. No class flyers, catch me in the C-class, tags like flyers. Clean the way it came, same color as my side. So grown up, keep the factory on tires, man. When I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. You smell that? Didn't want any wine. Something about the cream got me going out of my mind. How can I ever grow, yo, if I don't even try? I don't even lie, you can't read between the lines. I'm a beat, no slice, I'm craving the whole pie. Let them have it, the click clackin', how we be fine. I'm blowing up, someone stepped on a landmine. Getting better every time. I'm loving the rap, you hear it when I rhyme. No need to get bent out of shape, you'll be fine. Before you get bent out of shape, I mean literally. You remind me of cake, evidently you're sweet. That nigga's pushing up weight, but your jaw's still weak. See the heat is backed up, love to make it skate. You know what I'm rapping, sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. Back against the wall, now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Whoa. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black dope, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Boom. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Boom. And if you're riding and you're real, come wrong. Boom. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go.
Goody good, girl, Miss Kika. You're tuning to me. The pages to the airwaves, and we're going to be as we always do. Appreciate you all with your girl tonight. And I want to start off with a congratulations to Brad and her wife, Jay, the special baby. I'm going to share that with you that about that. Yeah. We're going to start with that. It says, God loves Judy. Judy's hospitalization for lung blood clots and his heart retrieval. Season 3 of Brat Love Judy has been announced just on the heels of Brat and Jessica Judy Harris Dupart announcing their pregnancy. While the married couple is expecting their first child together, the new season shows an emotional fertility journey to welcome a child into their already busy lives. ET reports viewers will get an insight into Brett and Judy preparing to expand the blended family while juggling their demands with finding their business and dealing with family matters. Yep. They are expecting the baby. Brat is carrying because of what happened with Judy. Brat is a baby, but I also said, because I can't. So, Brett also said that, I close this video out. I was blocking the rest of the video. I can't for some reason. That froze. Also said that she had fibroids. But there wasn't uterine fibroids. They took the fibroids out, checked out, polyps, and now she's carrying. And also sharing their story. No, women probably can relate to that. Here, women out there who have kids but can't because of they may have uterine fibroids. In order for them to have a baby, they got to get the surgery to get rid of the fibroids, or they may have polyps. They got to get rid of the polyps before they can have a child. And there are some who, when they were birth, and having an abortion, happened to women, they have children. But you know, if it's meant to be, this is my thing. If it's meant for a person to be a parent, they'll be a parent. Yep. So congratulations to Bradley. Now we're going to get to some sports news. I don't want to talk anymore about Brett and Jody. You know, I don't want to stay that long. But, you know, they also mentioned miscarriage, that they was pregnant before but had a miscarriage. And I know a lot. I know women who probably heard them share their story. You know that might get something in their mind because they probably went through having a miscarriage, not being able to carry the baby, and all that stuff. So, but sports news we're going to get into. NBA legend George Gervin. Sues Ralph Lauren for using his likeness sneaker. So then, George Gervin told Ralph Lauren they are on thin ice for using things that don't belong to them. Sports Journal reports that a fashion brand is being sued by Gervin for allegedly using his likeness without permission. Filed in the Southern District of New York, the lawsuit stated the brand profited off his name with a sneaker named Gervin Mid. It also claimed the Robin product has Gervin's right of publicity and the Lanham Act for the legislation that bars false and trademark. The 70-year-old known as the Iceman said, "He isn't going to let any brand, big or small, trying to sing. Have worked hard to build a name, reputation, and will not allow any company to exploit without my permission," Gervin said. "I am taking legal action and ensure that consumers are not misled." The legal when a shoe striking a close resemblance of the 1970s. Gervin appeared on the brand's website. The suit claimed that Gervin released the sneaker without Gervin's consent or an offer for compensation, according to another source. Lauren changed the shoe's name to Ralph Lauren Mid, but she's still being sold under the original despite season letters sent by Gervin's attorney. Person Lauren claimed the shoe name was simply a coincidence, claiming it was named by a design because it sounded good. Gervin's attorney, Michael Clohissy, said the lawsuit is about taking back control of the basketball player's name. George Gervin is suing Ralph to regain and control the commercial use of his name, as well as protect the next generation of athletes. It says, your legend, I only started coming with these alone. The company I state, I only have created a new paradigm for individuals to manage digital assets, privacy, identity, and brand underpinned by digital identity and data rights ownership. Okay. Yeah, you can't do that. Like I said, big or small, you can't do that. You can take somebody's name and likeness and use it to tell your brain. Like, if somebody took my government name, but then you gotta think about it. They could say, well, you're not the only one with that name, right? It's a government name. And use the product, and I'm like, but am I getting compensated for it? Yeah, you took my name. Yeah, there might be other people in the world with the same name, but if the person with the same name says India, tell me you got the name from somebody in India. When you don't even travel to India like that, to you don't be in India like that and know they even use my name in India. You understand what I'm saying? It's like, and you gotta think about it, right? Just think, right? You do a search of a Gervin, the Gervin. Not a lot of people gonna pop up with that name. If you do people search to see how many people in the world has Gervin. Gervin. Not a lot of people's gonna call up that name. You get the NBA legend. Because sometimes parents and kids are using names that have had. And companies take that name and use it, make it money off of it. If my name is made up, for parents do, they take the first three letters of the dad's name, first three letters of the mom's name, put together, make it. Or it might be the mom's name, dad's. Still, you can switch around either way to make their change. Now, let's say they do the name. Let's say your name is Stacy. Right? And then, you know, and then the father's middle name is, they make a name out of it. There's, when you think about it, you Google the same people around that name, and if it's not, only one with that name, they're using your name. They're using your name and your likeness for the product. I doubt there's a lot of Gervin in this world. There is. I doubt there's a lot of Gervin as well. I was waffling. If you want to keep using the name, man's likeness, pay him. Companies do that. Companies, a lot of these, and I'm going to say this, a lot of these brands, what I mean is, say, like, you straight fashion school for a job. Now, let's say, right, you get out with a high end fashion brand. Let's say Gucci. Right? And Gucci's hiring you, they hire you, and they want you to make jeans. Yeah, you make jeans for the company. It's your design. You know, it's your designer jeans, but the company is the one making the profit. A lot of these fashion, high-end fashion designers they have people straight out of fashion school to join the team, and they take ideas and make a line, a fashion line out of it. And when the company makes millions of dollars, but it ain't putting millions of dollars in your pocket. My cousin, she's a fashion designer, and for a company, and she told us, like, who the company was. I'm not sure she's still with the same company, but she was like, yeah, showing us pictures. And, like, those are the jeans that I created. Like, there was some claims she created because she works for, let's say, Gucci. Gucci's not name. She wanted to name it from mine. Gucci's name gets on clothing that she's the one. Yeah. And we spent an arm and a leg for these clothes. And come out of fashion school, I'm not really designing them. But the people run the big companies, the ones getting the recognition for it. But, like, I'm not going to say that Sally is the person that created this collection. Not. A lot of people's fashion lines are not designers. They have an idea, hire a designer to create their idea. And creates their idea, and the company's making millions of dollars, even though it's the person's idea, who owns the company, their idea, but your designers that you're in-house are the ones, you know, creating it.
Excuse me.
One, because you don't know how to sketch. That's the thing for me. I don't know how to sketch. If I knew how to draw and sketch fashion, I would come out with my fashion line. So, yep. But I'm going to stop making a sneaker, or I need to pay the girl Vin. I keep saying when it's Vin, it's the girl Vin his money. So if they made, because all you gotta do is subpoena their records for how much money they made off the ship. Right? Mr. Vins lawyer that info, and they go away with a fine coma saying, okay, you made, let's just say Ralph Lauren made $10 million off of the shoes. Right? You give Mr. Vins his 20% cut. You're using his likeness. You're using his likeness. So you give him his 20%. Or you split 50-50. So if it's $10 billion, you got, if you make $1 billion off the shoes, you got to get 5 if you're going to split it 50-50. Or make it where he, every time a shoe is sold, he gives royalty off of that. Meaning he'll get, every time a shoe is sold, he'll get money for that each shoe. So, let's say the shoe sells, let's say, for $50. He's going to get his percentages off $50. So, every time they sell, he's getting percentages they negotiate. I will either pay the man or stop selling the shoe. And I know it, for fashion houses, you know, one item will be a bestseller, but because you didn't follow proper protocol, you can no longer sell that item. Or then would you change the name? It's time to change the name. Next thing I'm going to get into is versus a few days ago. It's over with supplements ending, City Harvest will offer assistance. It says in New York, beginning in March, many supplements nutrition assistance programs now holds households to turn traditional forms of assistance as emergency allotments in. 83 recipients have received at least $95 in supplement benefits in conjunction with monthly benefits to offset increased economic burden brought on by the coronavirus. The federal Army Rus bill for fiscal year 2023 that passed ended monthly supplement benefits, which means now families will only receive regular monthly. Oh, I'm here and the SNAP program is ending. So because of, so what SNAP did because of COVID, on top of what people who received SNAP was getting, they would get them extra. So say like you get $250 a month SNAP. So SNAP, because of the pandemic, taxed them an extra $95. So every month in the pandemic, you would get an extra $95 on your $250. So they're not eliminating program itself, they're just eliminating the extra money they were given. So if you, even if a person was getting, say, as that's getting 90 extra, it was also 90. So you got 180 right there. And 180 was helping you last for 2 months to get food. Because it's you yourself, you're a single person. It's not like you have miles in your household, you're a single person. The extra 90 you was getting, now they're stopping that, and you're just getting that 90. You understand what I'm saying? But this economy right now, people still need that extra. I don't know why they can't get it. People still need that extra. A lot of citizens use SNAP, and how the chump change. That's not gonna last. Some in my household, It's 7 months. So whenever I go to the shop, shopping at the market, whatever I buy, it has to be enough for 7 total. as my niece and nephews come up, you know, this turns into nine. So to make sure whatever as far as meat wise, it's enough to feed nine people. Let's just say nine or more people. Right? You have to make sure that you have enough to feed everybody because someone's going to be without a plate. I cooked dinner, right? It was some things, you know, little bag. Everybody buy to make buffalo wings with. I used that and made barbecue wings. Now, the only person that didn't eat, people that didn't eat with me, and I think my mother. And when I went back down to go fix my plate and my mother's plate, there was no more wings left because people that ate in the house did not eat. Because you know how, like, sometimes as a person, you know, you're the person that cooks in the house, sometimes you're not hungry after you finish cooking. You go to a place and eat everybody, but you don't make a plate for yourself. And I think at that time, the reason my mom didn't get a plate is because I think she had to sleep. And I finished cooking, and I think I kept taking a nap. And when I come back, I was like, damn, I didn't even eat. The person who didn't even. So now, when I cook, I make the plate, make sure everybody, if the person is not here, I'll make them a plate, wrap it, put it in the microwave. When they come in, they can heat it up. But when it's extra miles, when you know exactly what you were cooking for, and extra miles show up, and like, dang. Like me, I can always find something to eat, but it should have been asked if everybody, and you would have got a response. I know everybody can eat. Damn. I don't know if I go take a nap and now all of a sudden I don't have no food for dinner. I'm sure a lot of people got this in their household. Greedy people. And you know what I mean when I say greedy people. When I say greedy people, I'm saying, you know how, you know, cooked, you know, made plate. In the house, got their plate, and without asking, is there about a half second, you got people going in making plates when everybody didn't eat. Sometimes when I make pasta, it could be spaghetti, it could be whatever pasta dish I make. Like, I made, like, ago, I made spaghetti, and everybody didn't eat. And it was like, and usually I just, everybody didn't eat. People's making, looks like it's a lot left. So let me go make myself a second, knowing everybody didn't eat. that someone doesn't have any because in there make things, people make goals, they have lunch, work, and it's like, wait till everybody's plate is made, and then you go for seconds. This in any household, no matter who the cook is, wait till everybody's first plate, and then if there's anything left over, then you go grab your seconds and or grab you something to take for lunch. Work. Wait till everybody has eaten because everybody hasn't eaten, someone's got our food. And to come home and you hungry. Everybody else not ate dinner but you. More because somebody was greedy. Like, I get it. If something and it's something you don't eat, then I get it. I know you're not going to eat that. Right? I know you're not going to eat that. And I know you're probably thinking, like, there'd be another alternative. You know I don't eat this. Like, when I go in, it'd be some days on for, like, cooking. I go to the supermarket and say, you know what? Let me grab some lunch meat and make a sandwich. My nephew, one of my two lunch meat. So if we're eating that for dinner, he gonna have lunch or something for dinner because he don't eat lunch meat. Well, sometimes it may not be lunch, I get a little chicken and some sides. And call it, but in New York, if plates don't get made, people are more than they should. I just not going to get, you know, the side, a lot of the sides on their plate. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like that. Like, I, you know, say for me that to have seconds, then not to have seconds, you know, whoever they eat. You know, you gotta ask a question. Get yourself seconds. I'm chicken the other day, and it was 9 chicken, and one of us had to eat. And I made that with some macaroni salad and rice salad. So just think, if I make chicken thighs, that's a good thing. Because you make chicken legs, everybody wants pieces. When I make thighs, okay with just one. Yep. But it's crazy. You know, ask. That's all my thing. Is asking you seconds. And, you know what I'm saying? Not having to eat. I don't just want to make the plate and put it in the, have it sitting in the microwave to the plate. You know, maybe coming in from work, maybe that thing that they have a plate in the microwave. Oh. That yawn just came over me for no reason. So, yep. Crazy. It's crazy. And Another thing about that my gears is when you buy a snack for the household. My brother's kids come over for the weekend, and this weekend is the weekend. My nephew likes to run through the cabinet to find something to snack on. And the thing is that, yes, there'd be snacks in there. My only gripe is, ask, can you have it first? Because you don't know who it is. You don't know whose snack that is. And you don't know whose chips those are. You don't know whose cookies those are. And just go take it without asking, not knowing who it is. And then the person who it is comes in and say, where's my cookies? Where's my chips? I have them in this cabinet. Who ate my chips? Who ate my cookies? You can't just go eating stuff and ask whose it is, because the person who's may come looking for it and see that it's not there and be mad that somebody ate their stuff. I buy a snack for the kids, but my nephew's the thing that would put it all up. How it is, especially when you eat one. Bag, he's like, oh, and then you just, after eating that one bag, he's like, I'm tacky, and then another, and then you wind up turning to like three bags of chips. The snacks are not just for you, you know, for everybody, and he just be eating people and snacks, but all that that you have. Because if it was somebody else, if it's somebody else's stuff, they can be mad at you. You will catch a beat down. Oh, I won't say you will catch a beat down. You will get yelled out for eating their stuff. And you ain't got no money. Someplace that's after eating it. Let me get back into these articles. So some more discussion. Cause I'm getting tired. Here's another thing. Better launch a subscription to Facebook and Instagram. I am not paying to use Facebook nor Instagram. Still gonna have their free service, but for those who opt for the subscription service, be able to get the blue check where you'll be get the blue check to verify. I don't get the blue check not for my personal page but for my page on Facebook. I want it to be verified so people can see, oh, it's legit. And Facebook ain't just gonna verify anybody's page and forgive them a blue check. Yep. Get into as new protocol metaverse costs $99 per month. Features new verification badge, increased usage. Facebook company Meta Platforms Inc. is launching a subscription service called Meta Verify that will include a handful of additional perks and features, including account verification badges for those who pay. New subscription will cost $11.99 per month, $9.99 if you purchase through the iOS app, and it's primarily targeted with content creators. In addition to verification badge, can we read the why article faded? It's like I can't read no more because the article is faded. It goes out. fucking. Okay. This is come. No one can read this. Come from Bloomberg. But you get this. Does they're saying they forgive you when you start paying so you get put this on your, they have the thing if you put this on the page, it will let Facebook know you're not paying for the app. And since Facebook bought Instagram, Instagram is the same thing. I'm not just trying to have my page verified. No? Okay. And there's features that on the new Facebook, there's going to be features that's on the Facebook. And the paid subscription is towards content they want to gear towards content creators. But that's not fair. They got kind of left behind for the better Facebook, but if you're gearing it right towards content creators, but the of us followed who might follow content creators to see their content, we now have to pay to see their content. Like, post on Patreon. Patreon is free to sign up. Right? If you want to see exclusive stuff from whoever you on a Patreon, that cost you, because I don't know if the app is what price range it is, or you make your price range. Like, people are using, also do podcasts and all that stuff. They're using Patreon. Let's just say the podcast got an exclusive interview with a high guest celebrity. And there's a site like Patreon, a high-ranking celebrity, you know, they're going to want you to pay to interact with this. That you're not paying for that stuff. I'm barely on Facebook. It may show that I'm on, but I'm not really on. Yep. That's a good idea. Some more sports news. I don't know if I read this the last time I did the BOE, but I'm reading that. Since Colin Pettifer pass haunts him after the NBA names him judge. You know that the All-Star game was this weekend. It says, NBA Basketball Hall of Fame and Louisiana Native Karl Malone were on the field after the college football championship game between LSU Tigers and the Crimson at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. James and they proudly announced on Sunday that retirement probably will be one for the weekend. Hunter Salt Lake City where he starts for 80 seasons. In the moment, a growing number of social media users to the tweet shows that they haven't forgotten about the whole affair. Last one, sister is impregnating a 13-year-old girl, assuming no legal or professional consequences. Okay. He's a basketball player. Right? These girls are just grown. See them and thinking they are women. The way these girls dress out here. These grown women. You know, we think that these girls, they're thinking they're grown. Not. Another thing is that it was wrong what he did, but another thing could be she lied. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she lied. Or she wanted to call on. And no respectful grown man is going to holler. At 13. Yeah. No, if he didn't suffer the consequences from it, it's because, you know, it's that quote unquote boy. Parents, you need to check on your children. Yeah. So, I think I'm going to call it because I can't focus. My eyes are not letting me focus. Tired. And then now I'm focused. Yep, so I appreciate your work with your girl. You're welcome with your girl. So, I will see you at the next show. I'm just playing. Yep. 201-399-2014. It's 201. Oh, bad job. I'm so tired, it made me blank. You gave me a .net and the audience. You gave me a .net. I think 201-399-4. Right? Right there. You know what? I'm just going to. When I appreciate you, I cannot focus right now. My eyes is not letting me focus. I'll see you at the next Friday. No, third mixer act. Giving you functioning for the next show. It's an experience. The best music. I'm going to say peace. One. Goodbye.